97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Shayla Tu, who is the Associate Vice President for Membership at the Chapel Hill Carlboro Chamber of Commerce. Shayla, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I love visiting the station at University Place.
It's fun. Thank you. Shayla, let's jump right in. What is the Chamber of Commerce anyway?
I'm so glad you asked. When I meet people and tell them what I do and where I work, there are several misconceptions. And here, thank you for the opportunity to be a myth buster for you.
A myth buster.
The Chamber of Commerce is a non-charitable, nonprofit membership organization. We're made up of over 1,200 members in the community. One misconception about the chamber is that you have to be a Chapel Hill Carlboro business to be a member. And that's not true. You can be a business in China. And that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But members join because they want to do business in Chapel Carlboro and the surrounding area. They have a vested interest in the wellness of our community and want to see the business community thrive.
Well, what is the advantage of a company joining the Chapel Hill Carlboro Chamber of Commerce?
Sure. At the Chamber, we provide businesses with direct services like discounts on office supplies. We post their jobs so they can find their next great manager or employee. We promote their news to the community. Tons of tangible benefits that we're proud to offer. But we're also going to work every day in the community to make the whole region a great place to live and work and do business. Our team has a dedicated staff that's out and about in the community advocating for our businesses, recruiting talent and recruiting employers to make our community grow in a sustainable and positive way.
Well, out of full disclosure, Shayla knows this. I'm going to tell the audience. I have been a longtime member of the Chapel Hill Carlboro Chamber of Commerce. It is just the place to be for, as Shayla said, getting the word out about your company. Don't you have a place where people can put brochures and put information about their company in your lobby?
Yeah, that's one of many member benefits. We get tons of people through our office looking to relocate, get information on local businesses, and we proudly display our member information.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Sharon, if I had one image to display, like what it's like to be a member at the Chamber, it might very well be the photo of you at our Primetime Business Expo in your fabulous purple suit,
yes.
Like your face, your arms are wide open, you're in front of your gorgeous table display, and like the vibe and the attitude is like, I'm here to do business and I'm excited
about it,
and I'm here to meet you. And if I had a poster child,
that would be the picture.
I would pick you.
You are so sweet, girl. I didn't know you were going to say that, and I love it. Thank you so much. Oh, my Lord. Well, thank you.
And I
felt very good being at that chamber event because everything is so first class. Everything the chamber does is first class all the way.
You're very kind.
Well, Shayla, how long have you been with the chamber, and what are your responsibilities?
I went to work for the Chamber in 2012. Over the years, I've grown in my role and responsibilities and learned so much, which has been a really great experience. Currently, I plan and work with our team to produce our major events at the Chamber, including Business After Hours, the Chapel Carlboro Business Hall of Fame, Primetime Business Expo, the Business Excellence Awards, to name a few.
Yes.
That keeps us very busy. I also work on our communications, internal communications to our members, talking to them what the chamber is doing, but also I love talking about them and being able to brag on our chamber members when they have a grand opening, if they're hiring, if they have news or accolades that I can echo to our community and members. And that's one of my favorite things, is to show off our members. So the communications piece, we like to do that. What
you
else
got
do
quite
I
a bit
do?
Of responsibility.
Oh, member engagement.
Yes.
I love calling on our members and checking in, saying, "Hey, how's it going? How's business? Let's sit down and let me make sure that the chamber is doing everything we can to make you successful." So,
I love it. I love it. I can just feel the enthusiasm in your voice about your job and what you're doing.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. Doesn't the chamber have ambassadors? What are their responsibilities?
We do have a great team of ambassadors. It's a huge role. When a new member joins the chamber, we onboard them, welcome them, give them a ton of information that can be overwhelming at times. So we sick our ambassadors on them to make sure they're comfortable and informed with the process, and they're plugging themselves into the chamber benefits and events that are most relevant to the success of their particular business. So our members are a dedicated group, and we ask them for a one-year commitment, and they really help us. They extend as our extra arms and legs at the chamber to bring value and
they're valuable because they do a very important job.
Yes.
And they're as excited as you are about the chamber.
Yes.
Shayla, will you please give us your contact information, anything you want to tell our audience about how to find you?
Would love to. All you need to know about our chamber is at carolinachamber.org. You can call us at 919-967-7075. That's 919-967-7075. 7075. And we also love for you to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's just the @ and then Carolina Chamber for both accounts. And we'll show you our ribbon cuttings and what we're up to, and hopefully
what could be easier to find you. Shayla, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about the Chapel Hill Carlboro Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. This is Sharon Hill. My guest today is Shayla Tu, who is the Associate Vice President for Membership at the Chapel Hill Carlboro Chamber of Commerce. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carlboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Shayla Tu, Associate Vice President for Membership at the Chapel Hill Carlboro Chamber of Commerce. Shayla, I believe a lot of people may have some myths and misconceptions. I know I had some about what the chamber does. What are some of the myths and misconceptions you'd like to share with the audience?
Sure, Sharon. A lot of times people think that a chamber of commerce is funded by government or it's a government agency, and that is not true. The chamber is funded through fundraising and through membership dues. But we are very proud and privileged to work with hardworking elected officials in our community, including the Chapel Hill Town Council, Carlboro Board of Aldermen, Board of County Commissioners in Orange County. And we work with them on a daily basis to make sure that development is happening in our community in a positive way. We're advocating for our businesses if they need a better sign ordinance so their business is visible. We'll go to bat for them. Any tax issues that affect our businesses will represent our members in that capacity, and we're thrilled to be able to do that as an added benefit of a membership, and that's what membership funds for the chamber.
That's a lot of information that I hope our audience can grasp, thinking, I didn't know that the chamber did that. That's amazing. Now, how do you report all your results out to the members or to the world?
Great question. We do have an award-winning publication. It's called our annual report and calendar. So for the current year, we have a calendar that shows off our upcoming events and things to get excited about. But in every page, we feature photos and statistics and numbers that doubles as our annual report from the previous year. Mm-hmm. So it's a practical tool, and I love pretty and practical things, and this publication won an award in the Association of Chambers of Commerce in the Carolinas.
Yes!
Okay. And so we're proud of that publication that we get to share with our members in the community.
Would I be correct in saying that the Chamber has no political affiliation? I know you work with commissioners, as you mentioned, but we can't say it's this party or this party. I assume you're just open to all with not taking a stance politically. Is that a true or false statement?
Members of all political affiliations, of course, are welcome to join the Chamber. And while the Chamber does not endorse specific political candidates, we do take a stand against issues such as Amendment 1 and HB 2 in the past, and align with regional chambers and have a unified voice. HB 2 is bad for business, and we banded together to let the state know we're open to everyone.
Love it. Absolutely. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Shayla. Well, now, I know you've got a lot of involvement with community partners. Please tell our audience what your involvement and engagements are with the community partners.
Sure. We're a little chamber, but we're big in the sense that we have great partners, and some of them are members that work with us to produce really great tools, such as our partnership with Chapel Hill Magazine. We come up with a visitor and relocation guide that gets mailed to hundreds of people across the country that are considering moving their business or their family to our area, which we love. We're all about people coming to relocate. Another partnership we're proud of is with the Daily Tar Heel. They produce a food finder that shows off all of the delicious things in our area. We have nonprofits on the ground that we work with to solve community issues and downtown issues and economic development issues. We love working with the Downtown Partnership, Partnership to End Homelessness, Orange County Department on Aging, working on ways to find jobs for seniors.
That's a lot.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Our town's economic development staff to bring companies to the area and provide jobs for our residents. So,
is there a particular member of the employee of the chamber who handles the community engagement, or do you do that too, or is it both? Is it more than one person?
It's the president and CEO, Aaron Nelson.
Okay. And he's good at it.
He's very good at it.
He eats, and breathes. That is the truth.
Yep.
Shayla, please give us your contact information again.
Happy to. You can reach us at 919-967-7075. That's 919-967-7075. We have great information on our website at carolinachamber.org and a ton of information, colorful things that we're doing and our awesome members. We can find out about that on social media at Carolina Chamber on both Twitter and Instagram.
Very good. Well, Shayla, let's take a break right now. And when we come back, I know there's so much more to talk about. Let's talk about the chamber when we come back after this break.
Sounds
okay?
Great.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest is Shayla Tu, Associate Vice President for Membership at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest is Shayla Tu, Associate Vice President for Membership at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Shayla, we've talked about the businesses that all come to the chamber, but let's break it down. And why don't you tell me what the chamber does for your members as people and how you help them become successful?
That's a great question, Sharon. we serve such a diverse plethora of companies, and it's the people inside each company that I have the pleasure of working for every day. And one way we help them is with targeted programming. So we have a Chapel Hill Young Professionals group that meets monthly. They call themselves CHIP and are governed by a really talented group, the CHIP Leadership Council, to bring specific professional development opportunities and community service opportunities to young professionals, defined as those under 40 or feeling under 40. We don't cart at the door. We have programs specific for retailers, how they can be successful in this digital age, women in business, nonprofit executives, and CEOs. We like to, based on member feedback, we listen and come up with programming that works best and reaches their specific needs.
So rich. What a rich environment you present to your members. My goodness. Well, Shayla, tell me this. What message would you like our audience to take away from this interview?
Thank you. I'd love for the audience to know what we are. And what we are is a membership organization that serves and advances the business interests of our community and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. That is a message. And then the more warm and fuzzy message is that we're here for you in your business, and I want everybody to give us a chance. Visit our website, come meet us, and ask questions and tell us about what you do and see how the chamber can help you get there.
And that means that if a person has the same business as somebody else, they're not excluded. You can have the same industry, the same trade. That's not a problem.
Absolutely. And more often than not, it creates opportunities for partnerships and strategic ways to complement each other. So there's always a solution, and I enjoy finding that.
That makes sense.
Variety of industries.
Shayla, give us your contact information one more time, please.
Yes, it is 919-967-7075. Again, that is 919-967-7075. We are Carolina Chamber on Twitter and Instagram, and we have a ton of great information at carolinachamber.org. That includes a business directory so you can see who our awesome members
are. Excellent, a business directory. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Shayla, our time's about up. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming in and enlightening our audience about the wonderful, wonderful world of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. And you're a joy to be with them.
You're a joy as a chamber member, Sharon.
Thank you,
thank
Shayla.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest today has been Shayla Tu, Associate Vice President for Membership at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. This is Sharon Hill saying thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelborough.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.